Hi friends, Kat Kabira here, and greetings from America. So I've been talking with a lot of people since this is my first time back in 3 years, especially post-COVID. And one thing that especially parents were remarking on was how the level of anxiety has increased in children and, you know, how it's really affected, you know, of course, like the mental health and well-being and the ability to feel safe and secure in themselves and on this planet. And, you know, I'll say that even around the world, you know, most studios, when I'm saying, what do you need? You know, when I come and teach anxiety and overwhelm, how to manage that, you know, that is a major request. So I obviously can't give you like as much as I want to in this short video, but I do want to give you some really simple tips just so that, you know, if you find that you do get anxious or overwhelmed, you know, what can you do? So one of your powers is your ability to take care of yourself. And while that may seem obvious for a lot of people, just because of old trauma and, you know, growing up in dysfunctional families or chaos, you know, that self-care, you know, is actually something that you have to learn and have to practice. And the primary things with self-care, you know, on a really simple level is you're making sure that you get enough rest and sleep, and also that you're eating enough and eating frequently. And I'm saying this because a lot of my students, especially, you know, where there's like the yoga background, there can often be a lot of restriction. And of course, I mean, if you know me, I do work with people with eating disorders. So I'm going to attract those who have them. But we don't even realize that when we're not feeding ourselves enough or frequently, or you let yourself get too hangry, or, you know, if there's too much of a span of time, like your nervous system is going to feel unsafe. And it is physiological, you know, it's something that you can't really control, like your body's going to be hungry. So making sure that you get enough grounded food is really helpful if you're someone who tends to be prone to anxiety. So those are just, that's like super simple, super basic. And also if you're sensitive, highly sensitive, if you have an open field, meaning, everyone's like texture of energy field is different. So some people are born with a more open, porous one where you're more absorbent, and others, it will be like a thicker field. A really common way to kind of like recognize what kind of field you have is you've got two people walking into a bar, you know, and maybe it's like just this like kind of murky environment, you know, and one person, you know, might recognize like, yeah, it's not so clean, or, you know, it's not so great, but isn't bothered by it. Whereas someone who has a more open field, it's like, it's almost like a princess and the pea kind of effect, where it's like, you feel it and you're like, oh my God, like this just does not feel good to me, you know, because there's even less of a boundary between you and the environment and the potential to absorb more. You're going to feel it more. You're going to sense it more. So, you know, my recommendation sometimes to people is also just making sure you get enough alone time, not too much, but enough. And knowing that balance is so important, because if we go into like anxiety management 101, you know, usually anxiety can happen too when we're like by ourselves. You know, there's a reason why solitary confinement is a punishment. And think about it, like COVID in a way was a bit of a solitary confinement punishment for a lot of us. You know, that's going to make you crazy and it's going to make you anxious, you know, unless you're like, you know, in some like perfect ashram setting where, like, you know, you've got like meals, you know, fed to you or served to you, and, you know, really like consistent place. But for most of us, you know, being alone, we are social creatures. Community is medicine. So I would check in if you're feeling anxious, do you need some people around? And you kind of want to have it the right kind of people, meaning, it could be someone who's more grounded than you. Usually when we're anxious, we're ungrounded. So you want to be with someone who's more grounded. Someone who might have like an authentic kind of brightness or joy in their field. And you know, no one's happy all the time. That's ridiculous to assume. It's not human either. Like we're the full spectrum of everything, but that, you know, that someone can almost give you like a reminder or a possibility of another way of being. Not that you have to suddenly go be happy or bright, but it might spark something in you, you know, so you'll need a person or community and then kind of the right kind of person. The other thing is just checking in with, and here's the most simple one, and almost the most obvious, but the one that we tend to not do. Are you letting yourself have your feelings? So think about it. When we get anxious, we'll be like, oh my God, what's wrong? And, you know, quickly do like a scan of like, what's happening in my world? What's off? What can I do to fix it? And kind of feel more stressed out about it. And usually we start to get anxious about being anxious. Can you relate? Getting anxious about being anxious, trying to fix it. And usually like you're going up in your head, like I need to think about all of this, which is just going to spin everything a little bit more and tangle everything a little bit more. Because really it's like, you need to let yourself arrive into your body. That's why I was saying before, like, if you're having too much alone time, being around someone who's grounded would be good medicine for you because your system will start to mirror that. But that also, it's like, you're not going to solve this from your mind. And that's the challenge, is that for most of us, no matter how intelligent we are, we're still too much in our mental field. That's why like embodiment has become this huge, like, oh my God, embodiment is the way, you know, because it is the way, you know, it's like, let's run it through our multidimensional system. What does it feel like in your body? You know, what's the emotional field? You know, what's the subtle energetic field? But if you really just remind yourself, like, I'm allowed to feel this way. Because still, you know, like think about for men, it's like, you're just not allowed to have certain feelings. And if you knew, when people say, well, why are you anxious? It's like, well, if you knew why, you probably would go fix it anyway. So the trying to figure out the why isn't going to help you because that's the mental field. And more that it's almost like, I'm going to allow myself to feel this. I'm not going to fight it anymore. Because what keeps anxiety kind of like not really giving it a place to move and integrate is that you're fighting it. You're like, I don't want to feel this, right? I want you to go away. I want to numb out from it. So a lot of times we'll get anxious and then we're like, I'm going to eat something. I'm going to drink something. I'm going to smoke something. I'm going to, you know, do some sort of activity, not to meet it, but to push it away. You know, so it's like you're rejecting the anxiety. And if you kind of imagine like your anxiety is like this, you know, sweet little girl or boy, or even like a puppy, right? And like, it's not the most kind gesture to be like, get away from me. I don't want you. I move on, like change, you know, that's a very like aggressive and rejecting kind of attitude. You know, it's more like that little girl, little boy or puppy or kitten, you know, it's like, you want to scoop them up and just hold them for a little bit, you know, and just be like, I've got you. And that's usually the thing that, it's so simple. You're going to be like, duh. However, do you actually do it, right? Do you actually do it? So my invitation to you, the next time you start to feel a little nervous or anxious or worried, is to not dismiss yourself or push yourself away or, you know, try to figure out why or any of that. What is it like to just hold yourself in that? Like, I'm allowed to have this. I can let myself have this feeling. And I'm saying this because actually, you know, just a few days ago, I woke up feeling anxious and I caught myself, despite all my practice and knowledge, I was like, why? You know, and then I realized like I was fighting it. I didn't want to feel it. You know, it wasn't really working for the kind of day I wanted to have. And then I just decided, and I was actually driving, right? So I wasn't like in a meditation space, but I was just driving and I'm like, I'm gonna let myself have this feeling. And how it felt was, instead of trying to like hold and compartmentalize. Like if you could actually see the energetic of it, I was like holding it up a little bit. Like, I don't know what to do with you. I don't really want you to belong. I just let it arrive. And it was like, I felt my whole body relax and just this like filling up of like, okay, I'm going to let it just have its space. And the moment I let it really be there, and I was like, it's going to be a wave, because emotions are waves, you know, they like to move. If it was able to just move itself, you know, and within 15 minutes, my anxiety calmed down, like it integrated into something else. So there's a lot that I can share. There's going to be a lot of nuances and layers, but that's just my little quick tip suggestion is, you know, on the practical side, like make sure you're eating well, you know, like if you're having like a lot of, I mean, not that I'm giving like any diet, like diets are stupid, but in terms of nutrition, making sure that you're getting enough fat and protein. I notice when I look at the food diaries of my students who, tend to be prone to anxiety, I'm like, yeah. And you tend to eat just a lot of a high sugar, high carbohydrate diet. And it's like, we need balance, right? So remember that protein and fat can also bring some ground to the system. Make sure you're sleeping enough, make sure you're getting the space that you need. And then also on the flip side, make sure that you're getting quality community time, whether that's with one person or with a few people. And then let yourself have your feelings. Let yourself, do not fight it. Don't push it away. Don't numb out from it. It's like, I'm allowed to have this. I haven't screwed up. I'm not a bad person. It's not going to stay here forever. I'm just going to let myself have my feeling. And the moment you let it arrive, that's when it can start to process. That's when it can start to move. Anyway, I hope this was helpful. And I wish you joy and peace wherever you are. And the next video will be coming from potentially Portugal. I'll see you soon. Have a wonderful day.